Let us know what you're thinking. Text us at 356-9145.
Update, baby.
Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore, psychic medium. You can learn more about Sarah at enlightenedhorizons.com. You can contact her that way as well. This segment is all brought to you by North Conway Premier. Thank them so much. Better people, better product, better prices. Check them out online again, northconwaypremier.com. Right before the break here, we were talking about Lisa. Lisa texted in from Madison, and she asked her about her son who passed away when he was just a baby.
With
blue eyes. And now she has a new son. And Colin is his name. And you were saying that's the, and then she texted in a photo that we will share with you, everybody. Lisa has said that we're allowed to share the photo.
Yeah, that's the boy.
And that's the boy that you saw.
Yeah, he loves you. The Yosemite Sam, I think, is some of his personality. So energy work would be good for him, or teaching him how to focus. I went to a children's museum with my son when he was little. I think it was the one in Dover, New Hampshire. And they had a thing where you put a headband on and it had electrodes in it. And the game was to relax your mind to push a ping pong ball through a tube to the other player. And that was really cool for him and for me, because we both had to focus on our body and how it felt. Mm-hmm. Something like that would be really cool for your son.
And you're saying what you saw in that photo.
That boy's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I described those eyes.
Beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah. And I said to you, in the break, I was like, oh my God, when he was a baby, I would have kissed his toes.
Right.
Because he was just all love. He oozes love.
So there you go. That one goes out to Elisa from Madison. She was also asking if there's any way that she can obviously re-listen to everything that you said. Yep. And that is possible, Elisa. We're going to post all the audio. Everybody that got a reading today will be able to hear it. It will be at conwaymagic.com later this afternoon. Just log on. You'll be able to listen for it, which is pretty cool. Let's move on here. We got Mackenzie texting and asking about Mackenzie's manager's dog. So it's a little bit of a thing. But a dog named Benny had to be put down last week.
Yep.
He was only 5 years old.
He makes my left eye super, super, super itchy. And my left knee, my back knee, is super sore. And I feel like when I went, I kind of went out like a rocket ship. Like I feel like I'm watching a drag race car where it was like, I'm okay, now I'm not. Poo! And I'm out. It's interesting. I feel somewhat detached from the whole experience. Like, okay, well, that was good. And I would really tell your boss they need another dog or a cat. So funny. The minute I say cat, the dog's like holds its nose like, ugh, I hate them. They're stinky. But your boss needs a companion.
Okay. All right. There we go. This one is from Heather from Conway, texting in, wondering if any of her loved ones who have passed has any messages or advice for her.
I feel like I'm looking at somebody who is an old school teacher with the pointy rod before laser pointers. And I see it's a man. He looks like he was maybe in his 40s or 50s back in the 70s. He's got brown pants, white shirt, brown tie, and he's just pointing at a chalkboard. So if there's a person that was a school teacher, they're very much around you.
Okay, excellent. And this one is from Sarah. Sarah texting in. She says, good morning. She has a 13-and-a-half-year-old dog named Lucky. Yeah. Just wondering if he's okay, if he's in any pain. They wonder about his health.
My
now
hips
that he's
are sore,
old.
Especially my left hip. And I don't think medication is going to be able to mask that pain. When I see arthritis, I see bone that looks like coral. And I'm seeing a lot of coral, and it feels very sharp in there. Be mindful of that, because it is uncomfortable. And the dog will fight through that to show you that it loves you, but I don't want the dog to prove its love to you by suffering.
Okay.
It's not time yet.
Not time yet.
But the dog is, when that left leg doesn't go down, it's close.
Okay.
It's time.
This one goes out to Kaylee from North Conway. Question for Sarah. My dog is currently dealing with some health issues. Will we figure out what's going on with her? And is she still comfortable?
It's still comfortable. I feel like it needs a chiropractic adjustment, because my lower back, it's above my hips and my SI joint, feel really tight. And I feel like my bowels aren't moving the way they need to because of the tightness in my spine and my lower, that's not my rib cage, my spine. So if I don't know which vets around here do chiropractic work on dogs, or ask your vet if it's even an option. I get a no to acupuncture, no to like the laser treatment and all that, but I'm getting a huge yes to chiropractic care.
Okay. Excellent.
And actually with that woman too, the owner,
sure.
She feels like she's wearing a girdle. So you've had to hold yourself so tight and keep everything in and protected for so long that you don't know how to let it all hang out either. So you doing some breathing exercises would help you, and then you would see the results come through the dog.
Excellent. This one is from Liz from Madison, texting, saying that the people are around her lately have been very negative. Wondering if there's anything about that, anything she can learn from this.
Yes. It's interesting. Like attracts like. So if you're frustrated with life, you're going to get other people around you who are frustrated with life. They're not asking you to be the person to make the change, They're asking you to look in a different direction. What does that mean? You can't sit in the same seat and expect the players to change. So start putting out a different vibe, and you're going to attract different energy. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I think so. Yeah, that makes a little sense. Yeah. We'll re-listen to it later.
Okay, yeah, I might have to listen to that one too. Because what I'm hearing, it's like, it's not them, it's you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there Sorry, you go. Liz. That one, no problem. That one goes
But you know what? Sometimes we don't realize it.
Sure.
It's like today, it was beautiful. The mountains, the sky, everything. And I was like, oh my God, I love living here. Instead of, oh my God, there's snow on the ground and it's never going to leave.
Right.
So it's that tiny little shift in perspective.
Okay.
That's all it takes.
That one goes out to Liz from Madison. We have a few more on the docket. We'll be back with just 2 minutes. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.